President Trump has cleared 3 U.S. servicemen accused or convicted of war crimes. He intervened in 3 different cases against the advice of the Pentagon last night, granting full pardons to 2 men and reversing the demotion of a 3rd. NPR's Tom Bowman has been following the story and joins us. Tom, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.
And please tell us about these 3 men.
Well, Scott, you have 2 Army officers, Lieutenant Clint Lawrence and Major Matt Goldstein, and a Navy SEAL, Edward Gallagher. Lawrence was in Afghanistan in 2012 and ordered his soldiers to fire on 3 men on motorcycles. 2 of the Afghans were killed and 1 fled. Goldstein also served in Afghanistan and in 2010 was awarded a Silver Star for bravery. And he also allegedly killed a bomb maker. The Army investigated and said, and no charges were filed. Then Goldstein later said on Fox News that he indeed killed the bomb maker. And finally, Gallagher, the Navy SEAL, was acquitted in Iraq in 2018 with killing a captive enemy fighter with a hunting knife and also threatening to kill fellow Navy SEALs if they told on him. And he was acquitted of all charges.
President Trump has been vocal in their behalf for a while now. What did the White House statement say last night?
Well, the president praised all 3. Again, Army Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, Army Major Matt Goldstein, and Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher. He said they were in dangerous areas in Iraq and Afghanistan, were looking after their men, were decorated, and had support of members of Congress.
And how does that square, Tom, with what you understand?
Well, the White House statement left out many details, Scott, about what happened and the reaction of their colleagues. With Major Goldstein, that the man he killed was unarmed, alleged bomb maker, and Goldstein buried the body, returned with 2 other soldiers to burn the body. With Lieutenant Lawrence, that his own soldiers said the unarmed Afghans, the Afghan was unarmed, and he ordered the order killed, and they posed no imminent threat, and they actually testified against him. And with Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher, that he was acquitted of charges of killing a civilian, but he was demoted by a senior officer.
And Tom, I know you've been talking to sources in the military. Can you tell us what their reaction's been so far?
Well, frankly, disgust in so many words. I spoke with 2 retired 4-star officers who said the president has the power to offer clemency and restore a promotion, but they said it all undermines the military justice system. Now, we know that Defense Secretary Mark Esper, he told reporters 2 weeks ago that he had a, quote, robust discussion with the president about the cases, about the importance of the military justice system. And he offered, he said, facts and my advice. And clearly the president in this case just brushed aside the advice and decided he could do this on his own.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.